Start today with the next topic. So if we don't get to the some of the pratim in Ksuvas Mem Ches and in Yevamos and in Zion, so we'll leave that, you know, for another time. I'll just tell you what I want out of it, and we'll proceed from there. But what I would like to do is finish up some of the issues that we were discussing in terms of the Hagdar of Chuppah, and at least try to go through the Shaklev Atariyah through Gimel Amud Aleph of our next topic, and we'll try to move more quickly moving forward, because the rest of the topics moving forward are not as much Isha's topics, so it'll give us an opportunity to move a little more quickly. The last thing that we were discussing was the question of the Rambam Shita, and I was trying to suggest that the Rambam really holds that the focal point in the Suin is the Heter Isha Labala. And at the same time, it's possible that he acknowledges that there is more than one, you know, way to accomplish nisuin, and that in some cases you can have a partial nisuin. But that clearly the ideal, you know, the nikra chuppa b'kol makom, nikra nisua b'kol makom, the ideal one, the one that he's projecting, the one that he prefers, is the one which focuses on the matir. But lui yitzuya, you can't have that, either because she's Eina Ruya Labia, or because he doesn't take this approach. He takes the approach of Masar Av L'Shluchei Abal, or something of that sort. If that's really what happens, then possibly, according to the Rambam, you'll end up with part of the Dinim of Nisuin, but lacking the Matir, and so on. And this is a little bit different than the other approaches that we suggested, which also may be relevant, and that is, you know, dividing populations, or suggesting that there are dinim that flow from siluk mishus ha'av, and other dinim which are accomplished by knisa lershus haba. So if this is the case, then going back to the point that Itamar made the other day, which is, well, you know, the Rambam, when he speaks about the Isur Bia, I think there are two things to know. One is that that's the first thing that he speaks about in the transition to Nisuin. Parakir Halach Aleph is the transition to Nisuin. And it's here that he says, first words that he says is, Ha'arusa Asur Labala Midivrei Sofrim Kozman Shi Bevei Saviyah. Again, this is the transition to Nisuin. So, you know, we might have expected, you know, if this was a trivial point, or even if it was just, you know, one point, to get a Hagdara of Nisuin up front in Perek Yud Halach Aleph, right? Instead, it comes a little later, you know, in the it's Arusa Asur Labala B'divrei Sofrim Kozman Shi Beis Aviya Habala Rususa Beis Chom B'makin Osamakis Mardus Bafilum Kidshe B'Bia, which we also understood and you know, have discussed. The Bia Shnei B'Beis Aviya is still Asura Achi Yovo Osadotav Beiso B'Yis Yachidimo B'Yafrishanolo, etc. And then Yichud Zeh Hu Anikra Knisa L'Chupa Hu Anikra Nisuin B'Chom Makom. So this is a strange, and given that this is the Rambam in particular, who, you know, is the master organizer and formulator, we would have expected that, you know, first the Rambam formulate Nisuin Chupa, this transition, because that's what Perek Yud is a transition into, and then as maybe one of the consequences, tell us, by the way, until this happens, you know, there's an Isur Isha Labala, and maybe even Malkus. And maybe even to tell us, and if you take another method, you know, of doing this, there are some consequences. But that's not what the Rambam does. The Rambam begins seemingly with this din drabanan of harusa asur labala midivrei sofrim, and that is the transition to nisuin. But if the Rambam's idea is that erusin is an oser, and that's what makes it a mitzvah, but it's all for the sake of establishing what will be ultimately in the nisuin, and a certain kind of nisuin, then it really is an excellent beginning, because the Rambam is about to tell us that the best way, the proper way, the ideal way to accomplish nisuin is through chuppa haruya labia, meaning yichud haroi labia. And he wants you to understand that the reason that that's the best way is because that also addresses the matir problem, and that the matir problem, even if in technically might only be at a Malkus level, at a Makus Mardus level, at a Beirut Rabbanon, but it's a Kiyum Daraisa, meaning it reflects exactly the division of Erisin and Nisuin, the Osa part, giving way to the next part, the Matir part, and therefore the Matir part is highlighted by this point. And therefore, it's the Rabbon's way of saying why the Torah split these up, meaning Arizona Nisuin, and why this method of Nisuin is the one that we always refer to automatically, default, when we speak of chuppah or Nisua. So then the words, this is what I meant about Tamar's Ha'ara, Ha'arusa Asur Labalim Dibay Sofim Kolzman Chi Bebeis Aviha, don't necessarily mean Beis Aviha, right? What they mean is that it's considered to be Beis Aviha on a certain level, Le'inyan Het Arisha Labala, as long as there's no proper Matir. And that's why the Rambam keeps repeating it, Habal Rusa Asur Bebeis Kamiv. It's doesn't matter, it's not the venue that matters. It's like what the Rambam says later on, Harehi ki arusa dayin, or Harehi arusa dayin in some case. An arusa, by definition, somebody doesn't have the status of nesua or full chuppa, and even again, if she does a miktsas chuppa, but you know she's ki arusa dayin, legabe the matir of Ishus is concerned, Bia is concerned, and therefore inyan that it's always al pidin. The base chamiv. It doesn't matter if it's really the base chamiv. It matters that al pidin she's an arusa. So I think this is a very important idea, and I think this is also the shot in the Rambam, possibly in Hilchos Sota. Again, there are two ways, but let me explain what I meant by it. In Perek Beis Hilchos Sota Halacha Ches, as we know, the Rambam discusses the din of menuka mikol avon. Okay, I think I brought one here. First pages. Perek Beis Halacha Ches. Rambam says, "Kol ish shaba bia asura miyamav, achar shehigdil, ein amayim hamaarim bod kimes ishto." Then he says, "Vafilu bala rusasa bebeis chamiv." Same expression. "Sheasur medivrei sofrim." Same designation. "Ein amayim bod kimes ishto shenemar v'nika ish meavon v'isha hi tisa es avona." Bisman sheish menuka meavon isha nosa. Es avona. And then the Rambam says in Halacha Tes, Lefikach im hoisa ishto asura alav michay v'lavin michay v'ese afilu shnia v'kina alav v'nistera eina shosa elateitze b'lo k'suva v'ti asura alav af mishum zeh. And the Ravid disagrees. Right, the Ravid says he thinks it's against the Sogin Yavamos, and so on. So the question is, you know, shnios midivrei sofrim and especially orus ve'arusa are both midivrei sofrim. And the question is, how does this din d'oraisa of menuka mikol avon, you know, how does it get defined by this din d'rabban? So we've already noted that that can sometimes happen, right? It can happen, you know, because sometimes l'maisa, you know, we don't care why something is osur, we just care that it is osur. And what you might say is that begavra, you know, for the mayim, for the meishtia to work, right, he has to be pristine, and violating drabanans in this area, you know, leave him short of being pristine. Somebody for whom the Rabban Shalom should intervene in a hashgacha way, you know, as dramatic as this. Okay. And I think that's certainly the view of many of the Nosa Kalim here, and probably the Ravid doesn't like that. Of course, the irony in the Ravid is that the Ravid in the Shittim Gubetzes, which we'll go back to in just a second, as we already know, does take the view that the Isur Barusa is Daraisa. And not only that, but as we discussed, he thinks that, you know, it might even be Esashish, and on some level, and that if it wasn't, you know, Daraisa, then Chuppah wouldn't be Daraisa. So that doesn't fit in so much with this Ravid, but that's not the first time that the Ravid, you know, changes his mind about something, or you know, presents different shitas at different places. Yeah.
I was told that there are different Ravids.
Say that again.
I was told that there are different Ravids, like there are three different Ravids.
No, there are three different Ravids, but I don't think the one in Shittim Gubetzes is not the. There are three different Ravids. Usually, when we in Halacha, we speak about two different Ravids. There are three. I mean, there's also the Ravid Baal Sefer HaKabbalah who wrote Emunah Rama. You know, but the two that we usually speak out about are the Ravid and his father-in-law. I mean, the Ravid, Rabbi Avram ben David Mipaskir, and his father-in-law was the, sometimes we call him the Ravi Avad, you know, Rabbi Avram ben Yitzchak of Narbon. So I don't think that the piece in Shittim Gubetzes is the Ravi Avad, as far as I know, but if that's true, that would make things easier. But all I'm saying is, this. You heard specifically that this particular, are you talking about in general? Well, the Chacham Yisrael quote both. They quote the Rabbi Avad, and they quote the Ravad, and they also quote the Ravad many times. So that isn't... but I don't know. It doesn't matter. Clearly, we have... You know, it doesn't... It's a historical question. Meaning, what the Ravad is presenting in Hilchos Sota doesn't work well with what he wrote in Shittim Kabbatzis. But again, I could give you... You know, quite a number. You know, often there, mostly there's consistency in Shitas Haravad, but you know, this isn't the only case where the Ravid's presentation is different. In you know, in I'm trying to remember whether in Shabbos we had an opportunity to discuss the Ravid's Shita about Trumas and Maaseres or not. But the Ravid has like three or four different Shitas, different presentations about what's you know, obligated in Trumas and Maaseres, you know, Minat Torah. You know, is it only Tir Shiitzar? Is it Peros? Is it, you know, and so on and so forth, for Maestros, for Truma? I mean, there are a number of cases where the Ravid changes his mind. I mean, it's the Ravid in, you know, in Parakei Hochos Mechira rejects the Shita that you need Ede Kiyum for Kinan Sudar, and Shidun Kabetzis in Bal Basra. He quotes it in the name of Yesh Omrim and Gonim, but he quotes it very positively. He doesn't reject. I mean, there are, you know, it doesn't really matter so much. It's more in the range of Shitas than in the authority of the Ravid per se. But it's an interesting point to make, yeah.
In the Abu Jarham that we learned earlier, he quotes it to Rabbi Avad.
At the Rabbi Avad?
Yeah.
Okay, great. If that's what it is, then I didn't remember that. And in Shita Yishan and Shita Gubanses also, or not?
I don't think so.
He quotes as Rabbi Avad?
Yeah.
As,
the Rabbi Yitzchak Avad.
Oh, okay. If he's the one who said it, and the other and the son-in-law didn't say it, then there's no problem at all. But I say it doesn't really. That's like a curiosity. It doesn't really matter to me so much. The point is that there are two ways, I would say, to interpret the Rambam. One is that the Rambam is just telling you Begavra. He's, you know, he's an Avarian in this realm, and that's all we care about. The Chiddush with that is that all we need in Benik, you know, in Menuka Mikolavon in this particular case. And the second possibility is that there's some sort of a Kiyam Daraisa going on here as well. Now, the inclusion of Shnios Larayas, again, this is not our topic right now, but it just so happens, you know, we don't have too many people. Could be Jesse Tamar and Robbie, I'm not sure, from the Obama's days. But anybody else from the Obama's days? Yeah. Josh and Jason. Sorry, I take it back. I don't remember who. So, you know, they were good days. So in Yavama's days, we discussed actually this problem from the perspective of Shnios Larayas. And there we tried to point out that unlike the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos, who, you know, dismisses Shnios Larayos, you know, very emphatically as not only a Drabanan, but kind of a minor Drabanan, like, you know, Kal V'chomer, like that's a really trivial Drabanan, the Rambam actually treats Shnios Larayos you know, very prominently. Like, he thinks it's like it's on the border. It's a hemshech of the yisod of Arayos. So, okay. But certainly the use of Divrei Soferim instead of Midivrayim, to me, always signifies a higher level Drabanan. We'll discuss it when we talk about the Rambam in the next sugya, or the next. But basically what I'm trying to suggest is, but if the Maisavera, and therefore the Makos Mardus, is only Drabanan, but the violation, the slap in the face to the project of, you know, Kiddushin, Kodim Nisuin, and why it is that we split those up, and the idea of the Oser being followed by the Matir, you know, that is Doraisa. And again, some Akronim say, as I mentioned, that it's a Ki Yikach Ish Isha, it's a Mitzvah Saseh, so this is an Isra Saseh. Again, that doesn't trigger Malkus, so therefore it's only Malkus Drabanan as a Maisa Vera, but that you've contravened the goal and the purpose, and you've kind of, you know, made a mockery of it a little bit, or a lot, you know, that's a Dindaraisa too. And that should qualify for not being Minuka Mikalavon, making a travesty of the Torah's Chidushim in Ishos. Here's certainly something which might make sense as well. So having said that, I want to also mention one other thing, and that is the Gemara in Yavamas. Again, I don't think we're going to go through the Shaklat Vitaria and the details of Ksuvas and Yavamas, but I'll just tell you what I basically want from it, and you can fill it in, because I want to move on to the next topic. But there is one big problem in the Sugya in Yavamas, in Zion, that we didn't mention yet. Anybody know what that is, just by chance? How many people were able to go through the Gemara this more carefully in Yivam Lusen and Ksuvos? Not a whole lot of people. Ksuvos Memchas? Okay, well, we'll talk about it for a couple of minutes. But there's an issue. It's I think did somebody mention to me after this year also? Yeah. Well, no, well, that's part, we have discussed that partially, and we'll get back to that a little bit also. But let me put it this way. I was trying to present for the Rambam, and possibly for Rashi, the idea that the sugya in Yevamos on Nun Zayin, right, is very different than, you know, than our discussion of Chuppah. Very different than Rav Huna's discussion of Chuppah in Kiddushin Daf Hei Amud Aleph, right, or Gimel and Hei. Namely, whether chuppah is erusin, even though Tosas integrates the two, right? And quite different even from our sugya right here, which is whether chuppah la'achar erusin, which is chuppah la'achar erusin. You know, in our sugya, whether that applies lepsulos or not, right? I was suggesting that when you're talking about the Gemara. In Yevamos, it's about the Maisa Chuppah or the Shame Chuppah and the Inyan, mostly the Inyan Mishtameris Labia Psula, or possibly, you know, for purposes of Chalala, the other Rambam, right? But, you know, that has very little to do with the status of Chuppah, either as a standalone Erisin Kinyan or the status of Chuppah, which triggers Nisuin. Okay? And that's my ideal way of explaining, you know, Shitas HaRambam in all of this. Okay. However, as one of you pointed out to me, I'm trying to remember who, and as some of the Rishonim actually kind of slip in, already Bali Tosis and the Ramban on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, they don't bring it in for this reason, there is a bit of a problem with that. There's one problem with that. Namely, there's one case there where the Gemara seems clearly to be talking about Chuppah la'achar erusin. Rabbi? Okay, but that's what the Gemara is comparing. You know, in there, we don't know whether the Gemara is comparing. Pasha's the Gemara is comparing Linya Mishtameris Labia Psula, though, still, right?
Well, no. Only when the Gemara rejects the comparison can you do that. Why would you assume that just because Pasha makes Pasha that Chuppah does it if you go to Kiddushin is not?
Okay, but fine, but it's still the question of Mishtameris Labia Psula there, that case, right? We're still trying to figure out, you know, it just is, if Kedushin doesn't create Mishtameris Labia Psula, should Chuppah, and vice versa. That's the top of Nun, what is it, Nun Ches Amud Aleph. But what bothers some of the Rishonim is another Gemara. Do you have any Gemara there that talks about Chuppah La'achar Erusin? In terms of Nisuin? There's one. Which one? Exactly. Were you the one who pointed and asked me originally? I thought so. Okay, so Aaron is the right person to bring up. Namely, the Sota case. What happened? What's the problem with the Gemara there? There's no Bedikas Mayim. Unless she's Nesua, because it says Tachasi Sheikh. But the question is, there seem to be cases of Sota, right, where the Maisa Avera took place when? Where the after Erusin. Right? So what does the Gemara say about that? That's the Gemara here on Nun Ches Amud Aleph, right? One second. Tanatuna, right? Ome. Shalosatisi Arusa Unasua Shomeris Yava Muknusa. Hi Arusa Hekadami. Ilamid the Kani like a Shihi Arusa. You know what? I just have to give me 30 seconds because this is something. What were we saying? Well, the Gemara here in Yevamos speaks about Sota as a problem. Gemara says that there has to be chuppah lepsulos because hatnana ruso shomer shavu lo shosos lo notlos ksuva el dekani lekashihi arusa viistatra the kamashka kashihi nesua. So the Gemara says mi badki lamaya. It says v'nika ha'ish me'avon d'zman she'ish menuka me'avon amayim bodkin b'sa'ishto, and so on. In any case, the Gemara's conclusion is the kani lekashi arusa, the istatra v'nichnasa l'chupa v'lo nivala, u'shma mina yesh chupa l'psulos. Okay, right. That's what Aaron was pointing out to me correctly as well, and I said I would get to it, right? So I try to keep my word. So now I'm trying to get to it. So the problem is, what do you do with this Gemara if you think that the sugya is really a different sugya, right? Which is what we were trying to suggest for Rashi, for the Rambam, etc. I think this is a very serious question and problem. Number one, the question is whether this particular raya makes it lamaskana. That's one issue. But I'll give you my brief answer because I want to move on and I want to start reading the next Gemara. And that is as follows. If we're correct in our interpretation of if we're correct in our interpretation of the Rambam, so basically the Rambam's view of chuppah lepsulos, right, gets redefined a little bit as well. Now it's in the context of ilchos truma and chalala. I still think it might even just be mishtameris levia psula, you know, and nothing more. But what we suggested is that lemaisa, the Rambam doesn't think that you need chuppah haruya lebia, in the case of, let's say, Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Yisurei Bia Halacha Yud, if there were some technicality. But more to the point, what we're suggesting now is that if you have a chuppah snida, according to the Rambam, that's not a problem in the Hagdara of chuppah either. And in fact, it's lo gamra, and she's ke arusa adayin, but in certain respects, not bracha levatala, in certain respects, there is a shame and a maisa chuppah. So lo yitzuyo, we were looking at something which required a shame nesua, right? Without the matir of ishus, of heter bia, then chuppah lepsulos would not be a problem for the Rambam. Right? That's background. So now it just fits, you know, like a glove. Maybe too good to be true. Meaning, what's happening in this particular case? She is already a surah alav. Right? So the issue isn't to find a chuppah which is matir, the heterisha labala. Right? She's a suffix sota or a sota. The question is whether or not there's a shame nesua tachas isheich le'inyan, shtia mimei amarim. What you might say is that here dafka, right, you not only is this going to work for what you need it to work for, but the whole idea that you're looking, for a chuppah, in the traditional Perek Yud Hilchos Ishus halacha aleph and beis sense of the word is totally wrong. Okay. So this sugya happens to work very nicely in if we hold that is Shita Saram. Okay. This perspective of the Rambam assumes, again, the possibility of splitting, across the universe, in other words, of Nesu'in. And that in itself is very mechudash, but we know that, as we've seen already, we've seen expressions of this in Igi Azman and Yerushalmi and other things, as we already note. We've seen it in some Rishonim. So I just wanted to follow up just a little bit about this idea in particular, that somebody can be, there can be a heterisha labala, and perhaps no shame nesua legabe other things. Or you can have a shame nesua legabe other things, but no heterisha labala. So just again, background is the raya that we, or maybe the Ravi Abad we should be saying, that we were talking about. And that is that he is of the opinion that the Isur of Arus Larusa is Daraisa. And the reason that it's Daraisa is because otherwise Chuppah would be Drabana. So we already noted that the Rajba and other Rishonim totally disagree, and they're adamant about their disagreement, and they're a little bit like scratching their head about it, like, what's he talking about? I mean, you know, it's clear that with regard to Chenek, with regard to, you know, Tumah, with regard to Afaras Nedarim, with regard to Eidos, you know, with a whole bunch of things, it's clear that Nisuin is Daraisa. So obviously what the Raibid means, I've said this already, what the Raibid probably means is that, you know, of course Nisuin is Daraisa, but Loi Tachein, that Nisuin is Daraisa, the institution of Nisuin is going to be Daraisa if it isn't rooted in an Ishus component. In other words, this isn't the business deal. So if the Ishus part were not the Daraisa, then the monetary parts and the other parts wouldn't be Daraisa either. That is a way of saying that you really can't split these things up, or at least not in the direction that you want. You can't have, you know, an Nesua Le'inyan, you know, contractual Nesua, but no Heterisha Labah. And the Rajba is saying, why not? These are different dinim. They overlap. Usually they come together. They're different aspects of Ishus. And you can split them up. End of story. Now, the Rambam's view, according to what I'm suggesting in this picture, is that the Raibid is mostly right, but not completely right. In other words, on the ideal level, if you want to know what's Chuppah B'kol Mokom, what's Knusah B'kol Mokom, what's Nesuah B'kol Mokom, you know, the answer is it's the full package that includes Heter Isha Labala. If you want to do the one that doesn't include Heter Isha Labala, we won't go as far as the Raibid and say that it's not Daraisa and it doesn't work, but what we will say is that isn't the class, that's not what we really prefer, and that's not what we really usually are referring to. So the Rambam thinks that that's why he starts the Perek, very good. You know, you should know there's an Isra Arus. If there wasn't, it's his way of saying almost what the Raibid is saying, but more moderately. It's not Eish HaSish, and maybe it's not a Maisa Veirda Raisa, and there's certainly no Malkus. Right, but the first words I want you to know about Nisuin are that there's an Iser of Arus Larusa Midibre Sofrim, and Le'inyan Davar Zeh, you know, she's always considered to be Bebeis Aviha or Bebeis Chamiv, right? And that's what it is, Al Pi Din. And that's what the Raibid, basically, that's what the Rambam is telling us. And the Ran, Udi'imei, may be saying the opposite, and that is, you know what, there's a single, you know, focal point to Nisuin, like the, you know, Raivid says, but that single focal point isn't the Heterisha Labala. Maybe the Heterisha Labala, you know, is something Daraisa that is a, take the Ritva, for example. You know, the Arison really accomplishes that fundamentally. So what's a Nisuin about? No, it's about living together and Lamaisa, or formally, that constituting, you know, Baal Ke'ishto, Ishta Kebal, Shero, you know, Tachas Isheich, and everything that goes with that. It's all about, on the contrary, the merged bank accounts and everything, you know, that goes along with that. And even some of those formulations which we're a little queasy about, but which we can, which can be turned into a positive, meaning they're a single entity, you know, even in Dine Mominus. Right. So that is, again, part of the picture of the realm. This idea that you could possibly split. So again, you know, the idea that you could have Nisua Lagabe Yerusha and Tuma Nafaris Nadarim, you know, but not Lagabe Isha Ubala, again, that's part of the Magid Mishnah story as well, as we've already seen, in terms of Bia Nisua and Osa. And again, the Yamsha Shlomo's reading of the Rambam of Bia Lachar Erisin, which he thinks accomplishes Nisuin, but not L'inyan Heter Isha Labam. So the idea that we might also extend this to Chuppas Nida and say it's not Gomar and so on, but as though Bracha Labatala on the Brachos and so on, is something which is possible as well. The same idea we find in the Radvaz. This is the Tshuva of the Radvaz, which is mentioned, is quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva. Again, the Radvaz is trying to suggest a time frame for the Rambam. The Rambam says something else. The Rambam says that, you know, it says two opposite things. If you make the brachos for a chuppas nida, it's not a bracha levatala, and you don't need to repeat them. That's where the Meiri went ballistic and said that's inconsistent with the shita. It should be a bracha levatala, and that's what we're partially responding to. And then the Rambam also said that if you don't make the bracha at the time of the chuppah, but you make it sometime later, that too you know, is acceptable. Right? So when the Rambam said that, what is the outer limit that is still acceptable, and why? Right? So some of the Dosa Kalim understand that it's during the Shivas and Yamishta, and after that, you know, it's gone. Others understand, perhaps, that it's unlimited. You know, he can also say, oh, he hasn't said the Birkas Asun yet, he can always weigh in. The Radvaz and the Tshuva, I was going to read part of it, but I seem to have forgotten that group of papers. The Radvaz and the Tshuva suggests that it refers to up to the point of Bia Rishon. And his argument is that, well, after all, there are two dinim in the Suin. Right? There's the din of the Suin, which applies to Chenek and to, you know, Yerusha and Tumah Nafaris Nedarim and so on. And that is going to apply, you know, immediately upon, you know, the event of the Chuppah, which is a Nesua. And the Rambam says explicitly that even if you don't make the brachos, she's a Nesua, right? However, says the Radvaz, maybe the Rambam thinks that until you make the brachos, kalav labracha asur labala kenida, and therefore there's no heterisha labala, and therefore the brachos are kind of a matir for the heter bia. They have nothing to do with the other parts of nesua. So what two interesting things emerge from the Radvaz. Number one, he too is interpreting that the Rambam splits up Nisua in this way. He's also, seeing Bia Rishona as a dimension in the Nisua, presumably. And that fits into some other things that we have discussed. Right, and he's assuming that that the Rambam believes in Kalab Labracha Asur Labala Kenida. But as we've already noted in our discussion of whether or not you make the Birchas Nisuin prior to the Nisuin for that reason, the Rambam doesn't quote it in Yad HaChazaka, and in his Tshuva he kind of consigns it to secondary status. So that's less compelling. And there are different interpretations of what the Rama means. But in any case, I just wanted to bring the record. It's another example of people who are splitting up the two components of Ishus in this particular way. We also find that this distinction is made in the opposite direction. I think I mentioned that also. And that's the understanding of Mina Gehuda, right, according to some of the Rishonim Tosfos Rid, and then later the Shulchan Giborim, and others will talk about Mina Gehuda when we get up to it. And that is that Mina Gehuda, they were, insistent upon, being miyached, the chasan and kala, possibly even more, at the time of the erusin. So is that another way of saying that they, didn't want to wait for the nesuin and they bumped it up earlier, before the suda? Or is that a way of saying that, even though she's not nesua, l'chala devarim, right, she is muteres bebala? That's a view of the Tosfos Rid, the Shulchan Gibarim, etc. So they're taking, again, the view that you can split these things. Bracha is the matir, like the Radvaz and the Rambam, bracha is the matir of heter isha labala. Chuppah is nesua l'chala devarim, just that, obviously, just because you hold one doesn't mean that you hold the other. The idea that you could, have nesua and not yet heter bia, that's the Radvaz. The idea that you could have heter bia but not yet nesua, that seems like a bigger chiddush. That is the understanding of some of the Rishonim and some of the Achronim regarding Minag Yehuda. Okay, so just this is all to put in context this perspective in the Rambam. So now I just want to take a couple of more minutes and just speak about Nida in Erusin and Nisun. Are we, any questions, or so far so good? We hope. Okay, so let's just talk about Nida for another couple of minutes. So the Rambam obviously projects this and the Gonim and Rumi Gash before him, this idea of Chuppas Nida in a very prominent fashion, and we've discussed it. What about Erusin for Nida? And what does this highlight about the relationship between the institutions of Erusin and Nisuin, which we spent quite a bit of time on? So, as we know, there's no question that Kiddushin is Chal for Nida, right? Even though it's not a Davar Pasha. I mean, it's a Davar Pasha that it's so, but it's not. The fact that it's so is despite the fact that it's not a Davar Pasha. Which is another way of saying that Nida is an Erva, right? According to the Parsha in Achrimos. And it's a Chayve Krisus. And normally when we have Erva and Chayve Krisus, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Right? And Nida's the exception to that. And we already discussed whether or not, you know, the Rambam's emphasis of the Shem Erva, and the Rabbeinu Tam, who says, yeah, we call it that in the Psukim, but, you know, that's not really what it is, Al Pidin. It's another way of saying that we're very Machmir and that there's Kares, and so on. Or maybe it's a Maisa Erva, but not a Shem Erva. You know, things of that sort can be said, I think, is a happy medium or in between Shita, to say it's a Maisa Rayos, but she's not a Gavra Erva. Okay. Anyways, this is the issue. So we know Kiddushin is Chal. But we also know that the Rambam, you know, nothing goes so easy. What is the Rambam Shita? Chaim? On Erison of Nida? What? I'm not hearing what you're... Okay. Aminadab? Yeah, right? The Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis, says, Ein Aroi La'asos Kein. You shouldn't do it. So how do we interpret that? How do the Mefarshim interpret that? Ein Aroi La'asos Kein? So what does the Ramach say about that?
As if they didn't do it, they didn't have to do it.
What?
Yeah, they didn't have to do it.
You mean he rejects this?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does he say about it? Lo yadati tam amai uminageinu lekadesh va'af lichnos. Right? So of course by saying va'af lichnos, it means says v'tzarechiyu. So we know that, there, by the way, even the Rishonim said lechatchila you shouldn't do the lichnos part, and then there were others who said, well, bizmaneinu, some of them say bizmaneinu, you know, the whole shidduch scene is so difficult, you know, if you catch somebody, and you know, they're willing to, you know, they're both willing to get married, you know, strike while the iron is hot, even if it's chuppas nida, so b'amenu, we're not even, you know, we're not going to be choshesh even l'chatchil. That's some who say that as well. But here, by the Ramach saying what he says, kind of, you know, is he just olamaisa? You know, we don't even think chuppas nida is a problem. We certainly don't think kedusha nida is a problem, right? That's just factual, or is there some spillover, right? So the Meiri, when he quotes the, I mentioned this already. He quotes the Rambam. He's upset with the Rambam, so he says the opposite. He says the fact that that it works for Averson, it works for Averson. The fact that it works for Averson should work for Nesuin as well. Right, that's part of his overlap, you know, of Averson and Nesuin that we talked about, the Lishitasa. So the question is, what does the Rambam have in mind here? So basically, there seem to be two views of the Nosa Kalim. Some see it as a purely practical problem. Namely, we're worried that she's going to touch the, you know, in giving over the tabas or the kesef, right, there'll be physical contact, which is a violation of the harchokos of Nida. And that's the problem. That is how some of the Mefarshim explain the Rambam. Others explain that maybe kind of what the Ramach was hinting at, if he was hinting at that, and that is that maybe there's a kesher between the Rambam Shita about, you know, it's true, there's a difference between Erison and Nesuin. But is there some yesod that maybe you shouldn't do Erison in a matzav that doesn't, you know, have the potential for Nesuin? Which would be interesting, because kind of that's what when the Meiri wanted to explain, you know, as I mentioned, the question of Shlichus, right? He says, well, you know, Shliach Be'erison, but you can't move from there to Nesuin, so that might be an issue and a problem, lechatchil at least, and maybe that's why you shouldn't make Birkas Be'erison and things of that sort. So ironically, is the Rambam saying something like that, but for maybe the opposite reason? It's hard to know. Right. That's Be'erison and Nesuin are two different institutions, and certainly Kedushin is Chal. Well, if Nesuin is Chal in the end, then, you know, then Ein Al Mal Daber. But even if you were to say that the Nesuin is not Chal, and certainly the Matir part is not Chal, right? Is there some inyan that the oser, maybe the oser bizman sheyesh matir, you know, or that you have the potential for matir, is he an even more acute, you know, oser? Hard to know. It's just an interesting phenomenon that the Rambam has this very, very well-known you know, shita about chupas nida, and then in Erison, all of a sudden, he came up with a similar alechatchila, on a lechatchila level. And just want to know what that is it just purely pragmatic or not? Just as I'm not sure in the Ramach, or when he said v'af lichnos, he was just telling you, by the way, or it was his idea to try to create a connection between these things. But the Meiri, I say, is thinks that they're connected, but in the other direction. Okay, so I just wanted to mention that in the Gaonim, we find like a number of passages in Otsar Gaonim. I don't know if you had a chance to look at them or not. But, you know, it's a couple of passages. Some of them are a little bit unclear, but some of the language is also important. So just to... One second. Yeah. The here on page 2 in the Otsar Gaonim, Nimaida Mina Binyan Nida, Mitoshana Cholichna Senamala Mazono, Shamina Shanida in Machnas Lachupa, the Chupa Rila Bia Biina. This is from the Real Madri, I think, on the Rif. Yeah. The Kachanu Noagim, the Kachorua Gaonim. And then he adds, Aval, Lekadesh Mutter, Lekadeshasa Nida, Ulevarech Birchas Erusin. I just think the language is interesting because he's almost like, you know, you're, what's going through his mind, right? Nisuin is prohibited or doesn't work. Well, Lekadesh Mutter, and you can even say Birchas Erusin. Does anybody think maybe that you could, but you can't say Birchas Erusin? Just like with the Shliach. Shaharei hu muvdal mimena, meaning Erusin doesn't need, you know, Kiruv and the Matir, the Eina Kiddushin Tluyim b'simcha v'lo b'biya. This is all his way of saying the institutions of Kiddushin and Nisuin are opposites. That's why they work together, but they're really opposites. And Kiddushin is an oser. It's not characterized by simcha, but by kinyan, and it's muvdal mimena. Sharei habala rusasu bebeis chamiv loke v'ot v'birchas erusin anu omrim v'asalanu asarusas. So by emphasizing asalanu asarusas and the malchus of habala rusasu bebeis chamiv, that he holds daraisa or just a kiyum daraisa. Obviously, better if it's daraisa. But this is a, if you want the contrast, and institutionally as well, this Otsar Gaonim is very good. Is very good for that. Okay, just a second one, quickly. Yeah. So there was this minhag. This is on page 19. First of all, he used to make all these extra birchas and nisuins. Kivin shiagia yom knisasa l'chupa yavo achasen b'leil osa ayom hu v'shushbina v'albe savia u'mavilin osa. Umavarech zayin brachos b'makom shiisham, not the chuppah. Umalichinos lebeis bala, b'divrei shevach v'halel, ubagiam lebeiso shel chasan, omer amavarech umavarech zayin brachos. V'oz tikanes bala lechuppah. And then he adds, v'enanu yodim tamon shel brachos, shanu mavarechanos on b'shnei mekomos on iskarim, anu choshem ishim brachos shein etzricha. And the meshiv in the end says he thinks it is a bracha shen tzricha. Why were they making all these extra sheva brachos before the chuppah? Then there's another one. V'od min agenu bekala kashih nida mevarchen zayin brachos v'nosen lakos u'be'es taharasa mevarchen od sheva brachos. So there was a minog that if she was a chuppas nida, they would have they would do sheva brachos twice. Not because of yimei hamishneh. And he wants to know, should you do this or not? So the Meshiv ends up saying, he thinks this is a bracha batala, he doesn't understand why they're doing that. He says, you want to make, you know, when she's tahora, you want to make sheva brachos within the shiva semeh mishta? Tavo lecha bracha, but you know, then you'll have to decide, you know, if you've made sheva brachos before, whether you only say shasimcha, you only say sheva asher bara, if you have panim chadashos, because he's not buying the whole thing. But this minug, which is particularly fascinating, which is that you make, that's basically taken from the Rambam's point of view, according to our interpretation, there are two nesuins, right? So, what is the Sheva Brachos connected to? Right? The Yerusha, the Tumah, the Afaris, the Darim, the Chenek, Ksuva, or the Heterisha, the Bala. So this particular Minug is basically saying there are two dinim, and each one requires a separate Sheva Brachos. It doesn't mean Padim Chadashos, that's a no-brainer, right? Doesn't mean Asher Barat because it's Shiva Simei Mishta. It means even if it's after Shiva Simei Mishta. I mean, there are, just like we found, there can be two kedushins, right? Kedushin al-yidei shliach, kedushin shelo. And that is a possibility. Yeah. So, just a second. So there's also an interesting discussion of Reb Haigon. There are two versions of a tshuva of Reb Haigon. Well, inya nida kach minag b'mekomos bisman she rotzim levarech la birchas erusin v'nisuin mishalin osa im ksheira hi levarech birchas erusin im ameres ksheira mevarchin im lavin mevarchin. So here there's a tshuva of Reb Haigon, which seems to say that even though there's kiddushin for nida, there's no birchas erusin. Then there's another version, u'shashaltem linya nida aser lasas l'chuppa levarech ala zayin brachos hove ela yichud v'chein roi bizman shirotzim levarech birchas nisuin mashilin osa. So the second version drops the birchas erusin for the birchas nisuin. This is a very interesting question. Again, where do you draw the line? Indeed, is it the institutions of Erusin and Nisuin? What about the brachos of Erusin and Nisuin? Let's say you think there is chuppas nida, but maybe there shouldn't be brachos, right? Like the Radvaz. Okay. Let's say, of course, there's kiddushe nida, but maybe dafka there shouldn't be birchas Erusin. Okay. So this is very, very, I think, intriguing. Then again, there's another tshuva. Also, this is on page 21. Yami diyoiv ksuva mevarchin zayin brachos v'nesta nida hi yotzes mitakas amatlis v'chosan omed ad mitalis, I guess. V'chosan omed ad shesimu zayin brachos u'munach zayin u'mona zayin nekiyim v'tobelas v'akach maknisen osa l'chupa mevarchin zayin brachos v'lespe mishum motzi shemra levatola v'ainu kiddushin hamaruchakin sh'amru chachamim. I don't know why this is kiddushin hamaruchakin. Sounds like Nisuin Amaruchakin. But once again, there seems to be a view here that's registering that if she's a Nida, that you'll make two sets of brachos. You'll make brachos again. Again, an expression of the two. So again, this idea that Birchas Erusin, Birchas Nisuin, in addition to the institutions of Erusin and Nisuin, might be Nafkamina, is something we also find in Machzor Grushasa. You're on page... I think 16 in Otsar Gonim. Right? There's another Pshu of Reb Haigon. Masu Grushasim Mevarchen Lo Birchas Erusin and Mekadesh. Avlein Mevarchen Lo Zayin Brachos Deleka Bu Simcha. Lefikachin Levarech Zulas Birchas Erusin. And then there's another tshuva which says, no, Shem Tzarech Levarech Birchas Erusin Tzarech Le Birchas Nisuin. Vimein Tzarech Le Birchas Nisuin Lamu Mevarech Birchas Erusin. V'davar zayin anachon shekivin shanisuim arishonu makurim lagamri havel nisuin basroin nisuin gemurim kedemikar v'tzarech erusin v'nisuin. The kitzur, there are, this is simen nun vav, there seems to be again a machlokes regarding machzor grushaso, whether or not we're mechalek between birchas erusin and birchas nisuin. So all of this comes under the rubric of what we've been discussing, which is that for the Rambam at least, ude imei, it's very possible that Erusin and Nisuin are opposites, and that's how they work together the way that they do. And even within Nisuin, right, there is possibly a matir aspect and a kinyan aspect. Whereas for other Rishonim, it's all matir aspect, both elements, or both elements kinyan aspect. But there isn't this, clear division, not in brachos and not in the institutions. Okay? Yeah.
Maybe around passing.
Say again, that Kiddushin?
I'm asking if Kiddushin on the Surah would be a Chachkila.
So that's kind of what I was saying about the Nida case, that it has to be Roy L'chupa. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah.
That's what I meant before. Now this idea that, I should also add one other thing, the Rambam's role on, the Rambam's view of or in general, the role of Bia Rishona, which we say we'll get to in Chasan Abel, and in Tirda, but it's come up a couple of times here. I should also mention that I mentioned the other day that it comes up in the Sugya and Daf Mem Ches, where at one point the Gemara calls it Nesua Mamish. Also in the Gemara in Yevamos, I should mention, on Nun Chesam and Aleph, the Gemara, at least the way Rashi reads the Gemara, has that expression and idea. So I want to just mention, in the Rambam, I think it's hard to know whether this is at all true, and especially in light of what I've been suggesting, which is that it's the Heter Yichud and the Yichud Dafka, all of this which counts. But what I do want to bring to your attention is the language of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, and this is a Ha'ara that Itamar made to me as well. I mentioned when we talked earlier in the year about the Rambam uses the expression there, livol, right? And then he goes on to explain, and clearly livol doesn't mean nisuin, not that the mitzvah is nisuin, but the mitzvah, as we've discussed in the Rambam versus Rambam, is al yedei erusin. What are the three methods? And he says that kesef, shtar, and bia. So the question is, what is this language of livol? So at the time, I mentioned that based on psukim, I think in Yeshaya and elsewhere, where sometimes yiva means to become a baal, to become a husband, and this is the Rambam's equivalent way of saying lisa isha, right, bekidushin. But Itamar suggested to me that if we take the view that bia rishona plays an important role, right, in the, however you want to say it, there are different ways to say it, as we've seen, in the Nisuin, as a Kiyum in the Nisuin, or as a Kiyum as a separate stage in the Ishus, right? What you're suggesting? That maybe Kiyival doesn't mean become a Baal, but it really means, it really is a reference to be a Rishon. So I would just add to that, I think it's an interesting Hara, I'm not sure, but I would just add to that, that it still doesn't mean that Nisuin, let me just add to that, that in light of what we're trying to say now, which is all of this is the run-up, right, to the matir of Bia. So the point is that livol means to provide a heter ishus, by taking these steps. So maybe indeed it is a reference to Bia Rishona, not because Bia Rishona is the goal, but all of this is to be machshir, and in that sense, when you have the first Bia Rishona, it's not because, oh, that's the goal, that's the purpose. It's that having done that against its background properly and correctly, that in itself is an additional component of the key. But I think it's a very good Ha'ara. And as I say, we'll see the language of Bali Tosis on Dabdal Rabban Aleph and Sugya of Chasan Abel and some of the Rishonim in Tirda of Chasan, including the Rambam, I think, in Sefer Mitzvos there. That highlight Bia Rishona as well. Okay, so just finally, I'm going to stop in a couple of minutes early so everybody can go down. But I had originally wanted to go through the Gemaras in Yevamos and Zayin Beis and the Sugya Mem Chesam Alf Mem Chesam Beis. So with regard to the Sugya Mem Chesam Alf Mem Chesam Beis, what I was really looking to try to show was that if you read carefully through the Gemara, just the language of the Gemara, so there are a lot of girsos issues already from the Mishnah on Mem Chesam and Aleph through the Gemara. Whether we're talking about Nesua or Chuppa or Knisa L'Chuppa, that's number one. Number two, the Gemara itself, Rav and Shmuel and then Bar Kapara, the Gemara itself seems to be playing with the possibility of making distinctions when it comes to the status of Masar Av L'Shluchei Haba. Right, so we have Amarav Misirasa Lakal Chutz Mitruma, Avasi Amar Aflu Truma. I really wanted to go through what the Rishonim say about this, but Shmuel Amar Lirushasa, Rish Lakish Amar Liksuvasa. Right, and then you have the whole discussion about Truma Eini Shoh Chelus Mitruma Chetikanis L'Chupa. Then we have the Chatzah discussion. Then comes the Gemara's discussion of the Zanos Beis Avia. And then the Gemara has a remarkable discussion as well, even more remarkable in a way, and that's the Gemara in Mem Tes Amud Aleph, the very top, where we're wondering. The Gemara here is wondering. Abba Rava, the time of the Rabbi Shema. 1 second. The Gemara is wondering whether or not you can ever turn the clock back from the Suin. How's that line going, the Gemara? Um, second. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, I think, right? Yeah. So the possibility that you could actually go back to, from the soon, you can turn the clock back, you know, all these are Shaka Vataris in the Gemara. So what we find in the Rishonim, you know, you have to look carefully, Rashi, Tosas, just look even at Rashi, Tosas, the Ramban, and of course, you know, there are other details as well. There seem to be big machlokas Rishonim, whether or not some of these distinctions, right, are fundamental or technical. For example, the Rashi says the Yerushasa of Rav, that's a technicality, you know, they're mochel, the father's mochel once he goes to Rishosav, etc. What I'm really trying to get at is the idea that either there's a difference between Alpidin, even Daraisa, between Siluk Rishus Ha'av and Knisal Rishus Ha'bal, or that there is a way, right, to split up the Nesua, Nesua Legabe this, Mamo, not Legabe Iser, Legabe this aspect and not Legabe that aspect, is very much part of Rashi, Tosus, and the Ramban's reading of this sugya here on Ksuvas Mem Chesedah. Like some of the Rishonim explicitly think with regard to Afaras Nadarim, for example, that some situations of Masar Av L'Shulich HaBal are limbo in between. Yotzem Rishus Av L'Shulich HaBal Lo Nichnas. And other Rishonim say there's no such thing. And same thing is true with regard to some of the other lines in the Gemara. Similarly, when the Gemara is weighing the possibility that maybe you could reverse a Nisuin, which Nisuin can you reverse? The one which includes a Maisabiyah, or which is at least followed by Maisabiyah? What about Chupa Levad? What about Masar Av? If there are three levels of Nichnas L'Chupa in the Gemara, let's say, Nichnas L'Chupa V'Nivala, Nichnas L'Chupa V'Lo Nivala, Masar Av L'Shulchei Abal, right? So which of these could be reversed, you know, if any? And if so, is that just because the physical reversal is possible in some and not in the others? Or is it because, again, what really went on to begin with wasn't a complete Nesua, it was just Siluk Mershus Ha'av, therefore you can return Lebeis Lebei Nesha, or it was you know, Knisa Lershus Ha'bal, but it wasn't yet the Matir of Isha Lebaila. So that is really a critical importance in reading the Shaka Vataria to really understand, right, whether or not some of these distinctions, you know, aren't already in the Gemara itself, and that there aren't perhaps three levels: Siluk, Miktsas Chupa, and Bia, as a kind of a crown or at least the cap on what Chupa constitutes. That's what I wanted to get from that sugya. In terms of the sugya Yivamos, so again, just to go more carefully through the Rashi and Tosas and Ramban and so on, to try to show that again, Bali Tosas and Ramban have several important lines about the relationship between, if within Rav Huna, if you hold Chuppah is Kona, do you think that it's the equivalent of Kesef, Shtar, and or Bia, or is it better or worse? I mean, Chuppah, Bali Tosas point out, you know, is both more ambitious and therefore more vulnerable because of its greater ambition than Kesef. And if you hold Yesh Kesef Lipsulos, Legabe Yisr Truma, what will you say about Chuppah according to Rav Huna? Right? The answer is it's more puzzle, and even according to Mandamar Ein, you know, Kesef Lipsulos, but it's Chuppah Lipsulos, because it's Karv Labia. Or is it, well, it's Karv Labia, and since it's Biyasura, it's the opposite. So this is the other thing I wanted to flesh out in the Rishonim. A, to what extent Yichud there is, you know, a kind of a Kinyan and connected to Kinyan, or it's just, you know, Tchilas Bia and Mishtameris Labia Psula, and B, this question of the relationship between the Kinyan, the two Kinyanim parts, let's call it, substitution for Kesef and Shtar and Bia, and or the Chuppah La'achar Kiddushin, and its relationship to Mishtameris Labia Psula. Okay, I was going to start the Shaka Vataria, but it doesn't pay. So we'll start the Shaka Vataria, the next Gemara, and with the topic of Onus Bitznai on Thursday. I was trying to think, should we start earlier and try to get a little more, or Thursday's a tough day? Did Dennis start itself earlier? Okay, let's leave it for Thursday. Okay, regular time. So we'll do, I want to make headway on Tanai Ba'Onus, And you know, now we'll start moving a little bit more quickly. And I'll give you Marmakomos then also for Afkinu going forward. Okay, everybody should go down for the mincha. We have a couple of minutes. I just have to take care of something.